sure can.
Hey, Charlie.
Hey, Jerry, how's it going?
Good. I got carried away.
It happens. You're at work. I understand. No hard feelings. I was just, last time we talked, I was just wrapping everything up for you. I have everything already set up. The only thing that I'd like to do is secure the listing for you. After we secure it, I will ask you like a security question that you would have for your account. I'm going to walk you through a voice verification that everything's sent to you in writing. So along with this voice verification, that's for the prices that they'll never change on you. And then I'm going to send you your invoice, a copy of your receipts, everything for tax purposes. And then I'm going to send you that voice verification in writing to you as well. And then I'm going to book your onboarding call. Is that okay?
Sounds like a lot of effort. What is this book your onboarding call?
So the onboarding call, that's just my tech team. They're going to call you. They're going to introduce you, introduce themselves to you. That's going to be like your account manager. And then, they're just going to make sure everything is correct with the services that you provide. So that way there's no hiccups in the first month, that way you can be programmed for everything you offer. And then also to making sure that the radius that you want to target, or if you want to target specific cities and zip codes, we can have those ready to rock and roll for you as well. Once that's done, we're ready to rock and roll at that point and start programming you and getting everything solidified. That usually takes around 30 to 45 minutes. So typically, if you don't have a lot of questions, very quick. If you do have a lot of questions, then it'll probably take like 45 minutes.
Okay.
But I'll schedule that with you at a time for you. It's going to be $348 for the first month, and then $249 month to month after that. No contracts.
Okay. How do I know where I'm at? I mean.
Good question.
If I don't get any action. How long is this going to take? I've heard so much bullshit. And I'll,
right.
If I regret this, shame on me, because this is the third time I've done this.
No, so it usually takes 30 to 45 days. Now you already have a Google Business profile. So at worst, it would take 30 to 45 days to program you on the first page of Google for all the services you provide. I've seen it done a lot faster because we do have the resources that a lot of other companies don't, because we are a Google Premier Channel partner. But at worst, I would say 30 to 45 days for the Google, for the Facebook advertisements, that would be only 7 to 14 days. And that's why we set up that tracking system for you. So that way you can track everything for clicks. You'll be able to track location of searches, and then you'll also be able to track your Facebook campaign in that tracking system. And we actually build that for you. So on your onboarding call, they're going to give you a username and password, because we're going to build it out for you, and then they'll walk you through and show you where you can check on everything is at. So we do ask for a 2-month verbal agreement, but it's a month to month. So if you don't see anything within 2 months, I mean, typically you can cancel, but I mean, we're really good at getting the results for you guys to put you on that first page, just because we do have that authenticity badge from Google as well. So the resources we have are a lot greater than most companies that are like fly-by-night companies.
Okay. So will my Yelp reviews be available on Google?
Your Yelp reviews won't be available on Google, because that's a third-party platform. But if they type in your name, they will be able to see your Yelp reviews, like the listing of your Yelp review pop up on Google. So we can start filtering reviews to the Google platform. So that way when they just type in a service for you, they would be able to just find you. They would see your Google reviews at that point.
Okay. I'm just asking how it works.
Yeah, absolutely. So just Yelp is its own platform. They utilize Google for traffic purposes. So you are on there, which is good. You have reviews on there. So if anybody does go to Yelp or search on Yelp, they'll see your reviews there. But I mean, most of the customers or bulk of the people do search on Google first. So we'll want to make sure you pop up there.
Now listen, I'm asking this and I just want the truth. Okay.
Sure.
If I do this, then are you guys going to hit me up next? Or you should do this where you get more 5-star reviews for $99 a month. Or you got to do this.
Oh, no.
$100.
No, no.
I mean,
no,
I just want somebody who's going to put me on Google where it's straight information. And if I needed what I just told you, I would contact somebody. That's why I don't like people who call me to try to sell me something. But sometimes I answer, and it's the reason, you know, that's why we're talking. I answer for a reason. So.
And to be fair, I will say, like, I know some companies do that. I actually was just talking to a guy in New York that he had a website that was built, and every month they were calling him and saying, hey, you have to give us an extra $100, and that's not how we operate. So we have to abide by strict rules with Google. This is not a cost per lead deal, so this is only set at that flat rate. So for the services that we've talked about here, you will never pay more than the $249 month to month. So obviously you have the first month, which is the startup fee for the $99, but we will never contact you and say, hey, to get more reviews, you have to pay us an extra $100, or like, hey, for this, we should, it's not going to happen. Unless you upgrade your package.
What it is is a service like the people who do Safelite Auto Glass, but it's not just them, but they have a service that harasses their customers after. I don't ask for reviews,
okay?
I don't ever ask for reviews. I'm not going to pay somebody to ask for me because it pisses me off when they, you know what I mean? It's like, leave me alone. You did your job. Yeah. I'm not writing
If I want to write one, I'll write one. Yeah. Exactly.
Right.
Now, I understand. Yeah. And we can offer a service where, I mean, if you want us to do that, but if you don't, then it's not really standard where we do that. We just make sure that you can monitor your reviews. So when you do get one, you can see in your dashboard, oh, I got a 5-star review, or I got a review. Who gave it to me? Oh, I just, you know, went to do service for them the other day. That's nice of them. And you'll be able to track that, but that's about it.
Okay.
Yeah, we don't harass your customers for sure. No.
Okay. Let's go. Let's just wrap it up then. I'll do 2 months.
Yeah.
But I need
to
order one. So
yeah. It's only going to take maybe like 5 minutes. Yeah. I know.
Okay.
We're all like 3 hours
I'm sitting in front of Subway right now.
All right. Let me just put this together for here for you. The billing, I mean, for your card itself, are you going to be using a business credit card, or are you going to be using
a business credit card?
Okay, give me one sec.
I got it in my hand.
Okay, I'm going to be ready here. One sec, hold on. And then on the name of it, does it have your name on it as well, or does it just have the business itself?
It has my name on it. Gary R. Giles. And it has a business.
Okay. Perfect. And there's no like middle initial that you have?
Yeah, R.
Is it on the card though itself or no?
It's on the card. It's on the card.
Okay.
Gary R. Giles.
Okay. And then it's Sparky and Sons on the bottom?
Yeah. No LLC, just Sparky.
Sparky and Sons. Okay. And it's the same billing address as the 109 Rosebank Place?
No.
Okay.
Don't ask.
What is the billing? I'm ready for the billing address when you are.
Now that you asked me, I gotta look it up.
No worries.
God, I got this Rolodex. Here we go. 2431.
Okay.
Yvonne Place. Y-B-O-N-N-E. Place.
Yvonne, is that what you said?
Yeah. Yvonne.
Yvonne.
Yvonne. Yeah.
Yvonne. Okay. Yvonne Place. Sorry. And then what's the zip code?
96816.
Okay.
That's the billing address. That's not the business address.
Right, right. Right. I just want to make sure. Perfect. Okay. I just want to make sure that we have the same deal here. Honolulu. 96816. Perfect. Okay. And then the card itself, is it a Master, Discover, Visa, American Express?
Visa.
Okay. And I'm ready for the card number whenever you are.
4246-3153-8271-9225.
Okay. Expiration?
0326.
Okay, and then the security code on the back?
924.
Okay, and then I'm going to set up a security question for you. This is just, we never share your information or sell it, but we do want to make sure we're always talking to you, so we do have these security questions, so we will ask you. I have your mother's maiden name, I have the city you were born in, or I have your first pet's name. Which one would you like for your security question?
The city I was born in.
Okay. And what's the city you were born in?
San Jose, California.
San Jose. Okay. What made you move out to Honolulu?
There was no work at one point, and there was work here, so I came here for work. And I ended up marrying a local girl, and I can't leave. So
there you go. Good night.
Good night.
Now you're stuck. That's hilarious. All right. Well, that's good. That's a good story. Awesome. All right. So. Okay. So I'm going to read the voice verification to you, and then from there, I'm going to send everything over to you in writing, and then we're going to pretty much be done by then, okay?
Your 5 minutes is almost up.
Okay, here we go. Welcome to Local Flash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and it is an added form of protection to you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Sparky & Son, LLC.
Perfect. Please state your name and title within the business.
Jerry Giles. I'm the only sole proprietor.
Perfect. And then you are authorized to enter into the agreement on behalf of the business, correct?
Yes.
Awesome. And then you're the authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
Awesome. Jerry, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. You will be provided a security question to verify the call is coming from Local Splash and not another company. So that's the city you were born in, all right?
Yes.
Perfect. And then you do agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from us?
I'll do my best.
Yeah. I know there's a time change, but yeah.
I don't do emails that much.
Okay.
You call me, I'll talk to you.
Okay. We'll also send you a text message if, like I did here as well, if you're busy.
Text message is preferred.
Okay. Text is preferred, huh? All right. Okay. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the terms of your agreement?
What does that mean?
So basically, we don't want anybody having like a conflict of interest. So if you did have something that you wanted to run out for a promotion or anything like that, we want to just make sure that you and our team are on the same page. So let's say you wanted to run a special, you would just let us know because we can't read your mind. So we would just want to know. So if you were like for Facebook, we would just do it for you. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah. So I'm going to have a Facebook account on Facebook Marketplace with this also then?
Yeah, we'll help you build a Facebook a Facebook business page, and then we'll run the retargeting campaign through there.
Okay, good. Awesome. I'm walking into the store, so I'm ordering a lot.
Okay, I'm almost done. Your payment for initial term and account setup will be charged today, which is March 11th, in a non-refundable amount of the $348. When the second payment is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 11th for just $249. This is a recurring payment. Now, Jerry, you may discontinue or pause your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. And I'll email that number to you as well, okay?
Perfect.
Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to set up the onboarding call for you. What time tomorrow is okay with you? You want to do it in the morning?
Yeah, do it in the morning. Do it. Do them like 9 a.m. your time.
9 a.m. your time would be 6 a.m. your time. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to send that over to you. So I will say everything went good on my end, Jerry. So I do want to formally welcome you to Local Splash for like a family here. If you want to add, change anything for the service, that 877 number, my tech team is going to reach out to you on. That is the number where they're going to make the magic happen. So if you ever need anything, like I said, change or help, reach out to them. They will assist you on that. If you can't get a hold of them for some odd reason, you can always reach out to me. And you can, my number is at 877 with a 203 extension.
Okay.
I did send you a couple text messages. That's the last thing I do need you to do. And then I'm pretty much set here. I'm going to get started on your account. It should say, Jerry, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent a copy of your invoice to the email we have on file. There's gonna be a link in there. When you have a chance, can you click that link? I know you're ordering right now.
Yeah.
So you can just.
I'm gonna do everything the text says to do. I can read it. I'm just not gonna do it right at this moment.
Okay, because it's gonna take you to a login page. So once you do that, don't worry about the credentials for the login. My tech team is going to give you that.
Footlong, ham and cheese, wheat bread, mayonnaise, lettuce, tomato, please.
Sounds like a good sandwich.
I like the shredded. Yeah. Thank you. I was reading the menu. I never saw what I wanted, so I'm going to that one.
Yeah, you could just a la carte it for sure.
Yeah, like they got all the ingredients.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
I was going to say that right there is just going to take you to a login form. When you get it, don't try to log in because my tech team is going to give you the login credentials tomorrow on your onboarding call, okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I got everything here, Jerry. I'm going to start on your account, send it over to my tech team. I'm going to have them give you a call around 6 a.m. your time, and then we're going to get your onboarding call done and then everything squared away so then that way we can start programming you to that first page, okay?
hey, you know what? Before you leave, here, now that I'm done ordering, I'm gonna put my AirPod in so I can look at your text right now.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'll stay on the phone with you.
Local slash, oh good, I wanted to start to make you a contact now.
Yeah.
Okay, so local slash Gary, get to your Google business profile. Google may require additional information to see. Please reply to this email. Just then for fill out the form here.
So that's an email, so go to your text messages.
Yeah, that's where I'm at right now.
Okay. And then there should say one that says, hold on, give me one second, let me pull it up. It should say, Jerry, thank you for choosing Local Slash. We sent a copy of your invoice to the email we have on file. And then it says, please click here. And there's a link that says my.localslash.com.
Okay.
Now, when you click that, there's going to be two check boxes on the bottom, one that you receive text messages and the other one that you're verifying.
Wait. Charlie, stand
sure.
there.
Yep.
Oh, yep, and I want a soda, too, please.
Call me a large.
Large.
This a large one, please. This a large. You okay?
No.
Medium.
That's plenty big. that one won't fit in my cup holder.
Can I kiss and make it a meal?
Negative.
So I just a medium thing.
Yeah. So here's, and you can have that too. You're welcome. Thank you. Is there napkins in that bag?
Yeah.
Okay.
Look at
that's good.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, Charlie, go ahead. Now, let's go back to what we were talking about. I was hemming and hawing, but I was listening. I was watching my food. Okay, so go to this http://localsplash.com/terms. Go
yes.
there? No.
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep, so click that.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And then it's going to just take you to our terms and conditions page. That's the service agreement I read off to you. There's going to be two check boxes, one that's going to say I agree for SMSs, so text messages, and then that you're the certified card authorization holder. You're going to click that. You're just going to sign your name, Jerry R. Giles, or type it. And then once you hit confirm, it's going to take you to a login.
I hit confirm, but it's not taking me off this page. Why is that?
Did you put in your...
I checked everything, and I got my name. I wonder if I have to put that.
You have to put the R.
Oh, see?
Yeah,
I should
sorry.
Have that. Yeah, now it's loading. So what, make up my own username right now, or do I have
okay.
a username?
No, so the username and password is going to be on your onboarding call tomorrow morning. They're going to give that to you, and then they're going to walk you through how to track everything that we do for you as well, okay?
Perfect. Thanks, Marty.
No problem. So you have everything there in your emails as well. I'm going to get started on this and then send it over to my tech team, so then that way we can give you a ring in the morning, and then we'll be ready to rock and roll then, okay?
Okay. Have a good evening.
Yeah, you have a good day.
Yeah. Right on.
All right, we'll talk to you tomorrow.
I'm
all right. Enjoy
yeah.
yourself,
man. Thanks.
All right, bye-bye.